Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington. Each week we have a chance to talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And this morning we're pleased to have with us our good friend Abby Gitlitz from the Bloomington Creative Glass Center. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so glad to have you. So you actually founded the Bloomington Creative Glass Center back in 2012, I think. Is that right?
Yes, it was a kind of hazy 2010, 11, 12. In 2010, we had our first ever great glass pumpkin patch. And that was me just testing the waters to see whether Bloomington was interested in having something with glass here. But we weren't an official thing yet. And I made all the pumpkins and I kept all the money. but by 2011, we had started and we started doing our first classes and teaching people how to blow glass. And then in 2012, we adopted the name the Bloomington Creative Glass Center. So we count that as our official first start. It was a slow start to test the waters to see what Bloomington was interested in. And it turns out Bloomington is very interested in glass.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get started? Like what made you think of doing this? Is glass something you've had a passion for? Talk about that a little.
So I started doing stained glass in high school, actually at Bloomington High School South. And I will say I was not interested in stained glass, but I desperately wanted to drop advanced physics. And the only class that was open if I dropped advanced physics was stained glass. So I took it, you know, my most life-changing moment. I do wonder where I would be if I had stuck with physics. But I fell in love with the medium. And it's in part because the color of glass is unlike anything else. It is both, you can do transparent, translucent, opaque, see-through it, this vividness of color, and I'm addicted to color. And part of it was that it's a medium that's a little finicky and you have to spend some time working with it and getting good at it. So I started with stained glass, and actually the first time I ever saw glass blowing in person was the day before I graduated from college. So unlike many people who study the art that they're interested in college, I didn't even know about it until the day before I got my diploma. And at that moment, I said, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I spent 2 years trying to find someone to teach me how to blow. And I lucked out and I ended up at MIT in Boston.
Wow.
Yeah. And they have a glass blowing program. And so I actually joined their glass blowing program. And I started out as a student and I eventually became a teacher and gained enough skill to run my own shop and studio. So I was really lucky in that.
Well, that's an amazing journey. Could you talk a little bit about, you know, what, you know, you have a home right now and you're on Grimes Lane. Talk a little bit about what the center's like and what happens there. What can people come do?
The center is awesome. We're a big space and we have a lot of different things going on. So we have a gallery where you can buy art, glass art that's made by, I think we currently have 9 local artists who are displaying their artwork there. We have classrooms so people can come and take a class. And our classes range from beginning glass blowing. So this is for someone who has never done glass blowing before. And we assume that most people have not done glass blowing. So we figure that's the majority of the population. And we will teach you about how to do glass blowing and teach you the tricks and teach you safety. And so that at the end of a four-week class, you are able to make some of your own things. We do glass fusing, which is when you are taking flat pieces of colored glass that look like stained glass and cutting out designs and assembling them. And then we put them in a kiln and the pieces actually melt together. And we can teach you how to do that. We do workshops, drop-in workshops, and a lot of our drop-in workshops are for kids as young as 5. So we can have little folks coming in. We do studio rental. We do parties. So if folks have a birthday party or a bachelorette party or just 5 friends who want to come do something on a Tuesday night, you can come in and we will teach you how to do whatever it is that you want to do. And if it turns out that you don't actually want to learn, but you just want to make something pretty, we also can have all of the supplies set up so that you're just assembling it to do stuff. And then the other thing we do is we have big events. And we have one coming up this Saturday. But we have started something we're calling First Saturday. And this is dovetailing on IU's First Thursday and downtown Bloomington's First Friday. And we're now doing First Saturdays. And First Saturdays are live and in-person, hands-on art events that anybody can come and do. So we launched this 2 months ago with our 27-foot-long paint-by-numbers mural and invited the community to come in. Last month, we did exploding tie-dye in honor of the 4th of July. And this month, we're going to do a virtual scavenger hunt. I'll talk more about that in just a sec. Next month, we're doing pumpkin wars, where people can come and watch two teams of people, of glass blowers making glass pumpkins and other things, kind of like a reality TV show where the audience gets to interact and, you know, throw out suggestions and we have to respond. Then we're doing the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch Preview. And then in November, a Day of the Dead event. And in December, a holiday themed event. So we have these events. We do other things like a glass pour. So you can actually scoop molten glass out of the furnace with a giant ladle, just like you're scooping soup out of a soup pot and pour it into a bowl. We're pouring molten glass into forms, and people can make their own forms and we'll fill them up with the molten glass.
Oh, wow.
So we do a lot of other things. And then we just finished summer camp. And we hope to be offering camps during all of the MCCSC breaks. So during fall break and Thanksgiving break. But so we have a ton of stuff going on there.
I was going to say, there's a lot of different things. And the equipment now to do working with the different glass that you're talking about, there's some pretty specialized equipment that's involved.
Yes, very much so. Glass blowing is not something that you can just go to your local hardware store and go get the pieces, parts for. So we have built most of the equipment that is in the studio for the glass blowing. And we're always tinkering and changing and improving and fixing because it is all handmade. Some stuff is a little more commercial. So the stuff for glass fusing, we're using more commercial things, but we make some of our own hand tools too. So we're doing a lot of that. Glass blowing tends to be populated by people who want to know how to do all of the steps. And that includes how things run. We've also started to partner with IU, which has a maker space run by a man named Andrew Woodward. And he has a new mobile maker space van that he's taking around the county, the surrounding eight counties, to let people work with tools and learn how to make things. And we've been working with him and he's been coming in and helping us do some stuff too, do some welding and other things like that.
Oh, wow.
So we're trying to partner with other folks, to do things. And we'll probably do an event with him too. So if folks are interested in doing maker things, they can take a look at the BCGC website and we'll announce when we're going to do something where people can come and make their own whatever it is on that day.
That's amazing. And now you have take-home kits for families to use too, correct?
We do. We started this last year during COVID when we realized that having lots of people come in and blow glass and everybody putting their mouths on the same pipes and standing very close together was probably a really bad idea. So we shut down for about 2 weeks at the start of COVID, but then we very quickly transitioned into how can we provide glass art and education that people can take home and do. So, and we're still doing it because it turns out they were great. And we offer a ton of kits. They range in things like making a fused glass picture frame or fused glass plate, sun catchers, garden art, doing some mosaic things, wind chimes, which are made out of recycled bottle parts that are heated in the kiln to form into interesting shapes. And those are things we have on hand all of the time. So, you know, and nowadays we have folks who have grandkids coming to visit for a weekend and they don't know what to do with them, or people who are thinking about holiday gifts and want to make their own holiday gifts and want to make something out of glass. These things are perfect. And people can just give us a call or go on our website and request one of these. And we have them ready usually within a day.
Now with the kits, the way that works, you take it home and then you bring it back to the center for the finishing steps, right?
Right. So we have all of the pieces, and all of the pieces have been fire polished. And what fire polishing is you heat it up enough so that there are no sharp edges. What it means is that this is appropriate for little kids as well. You take all the pieces home and you glue it together with Elmer's glue, honestly, white school glue. And the goal of that is just so that all the pieces stay on while you transport it back to the glass center. Then we put it in our kiln to heat it up and to melt all of the pieces together. And then we get it back to you within a week, usually. So yeah, there is, if you are not in Bloomington and not able to physically bring it back to us, it is possible to mail them back to us. And we can do that too. We do have some people who do that. We just advise you use a slightly stronger glue then. But yeah, we can do that as well. And there's some of our kits you don't need to return. So the mosaic kits, the wind chimes, a kaleidoscope kit, all of those are all cold glass. So you don't need to bring them back.
Nice. Now the annual Great Glass Pumpkin Patch, that's been quite the event the last few years. And talk a little bit about the origin of that and how that goes.
So the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch, this year will be our 12th annual Great Glass Pumpkin Patch. But the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch as a concept actually started in the Bay Area in San Francisco. And it started with the Bay Area Glass Institute, which is called BAGGY. They came up with it in 1999, and then they actually brought it to MIT. Yeah, they brought it to MIT in 2000, and MIT did its first glass pumpkin patch in 2000, which is where I learned the ropes of making pumpkins. And so then when I left MIT, I went to grad school and brought the pumpkin patch there, and then I moved to Bloomington in 2009 and looked around and thought, you know, it looks like, it seems like the sort of event that Bloomington would enjoy very much. So we launched our first one in 2010. We had 198 pumpkins. All of them were made by me. To give you a comparison, in 2018, we had 1,155 pumpkins.
You didn't make those all, did you?
I did not make those all. No, hallelujah. That would have just about killed me. But I will say that when we had 1,155 at the end of the day, we had two left.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's a
That's amazing. Yeah.
So the pumpkins themselves are made by glass blowing apprentices at the glass center. And this is a program we run for people who want to learn how to blow glass, but either don't have the finances to take a glass blowing class or are interested in really working in this team setting to learn on the job. And it's a 32-hour program. So you have to commit to 32 hours of volunteering. And the volunteering is volunteering to help us blow glass and make pumpkins. So the volunteering is glass blowing. It's a pretty sweet deal, actually. And most people who have started with us stay with us until either they move out of Bloomington or they never leave. We have people who've been doing it now for 10 years with us as apprentices. So all of the pumpkins are made by the apprentices, and each pumpkin takes 2 to 3 people to make. The person who's shaping the body of the pumpkin, they're known as the gaffer. They have the most experience. And then you have someone who's starting the pumpkin, so gathering the glass out of the furnace and adding color. They get to pick the color. So that's the main thing they get to decide. And then you have the person who makes the stem. They're called the stemmer. And that can be someone who's never touched glass before. And within 20 minutes, I can train them how to make a stem. So there's this system where people are moving up through the ranks as they get more skill. But also, it means that some of our pumpkins are made by people who are very, very new to this. And some of the pumpkins reflect it. We always have what we call the Island of Misfit Pumpkins. that are the ones that need a special family to love them.
Those are some of my favorites, though, yeah.
Me too!
Yeah.
You know, I've been making pumpkins now for 21 years, and I find that the ones that are a little quirky, they have a lot of character. They're a lot
That's
of fun.
Right.
So we start making these pumpkins in November or December, and we have the pumpkin patch in October. So we spend a full 10 or 11 months making the pumpkins.
Wow.
And we have roughly 30 people involved in the apprentice program who are making the pumpkins. So when people go to the pumpkin patch and they say, wow, you did all these in one day? No, no. 30 people did this over a course of 10 months. But then we take them all to the courthouse square. And this year it's going to be on October 16th. Okay. And we spread them all out on the lawn like a real pumpkin patch so people can come and pick their own. The event runs from 10 until 3. And we are currently planning to do it the way we have done it in past years, where people wait in line in order to get in. But depending on what the COVID situation is in Bloomington, closer to the time, last year we did it where people had to have a ticket. Mm-hmm. Some of the tickets cost money, some of the tickets were free, but that was to control how many people were in the patch at any given time. Mm-hmm. And if everybody gets their vaccinations and everybody stays safe, then we're hoping to do it as we've done it in the past. And if COVID is spiking in Bloomington, then we'll go back to this idea of having tickets. So we're a little unsure right now.
Fingers crossed, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So a little bit more. So the funds raised from this, you're a nonprofit organization. So the funds from the Great Glass Pumpkin event, they help support your programs?
Yes. So the cost of glass blowing is very high. We run a glass blowing furnace that is at 2000 degrees all of the time. We never turn
it down.
It's
a little toasty.
It's a little toasty, and that's a huge expense. So we underwrite our glass blowing classes and our glass blowing apprentice program with the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch. The way we're able to afford low cost or no cost glass blowing is through that. But we also do other programs with that. So we have a program that we take to local elementary schools called The Science of Silica. It's an hour to hour and a half long program where the kids actually learn about science through the medium of glass, and they get to learn about how glass blowing works. And we talk about compression and expansion, and we blow things up because it's always more fun to blow things up. And we take that to fourth through sixth graders. And we've done that in a whole bunch of different schools. We do it as library programs. And that's all underwritten from through the pumpkin patch.
That's fabulous. Very nice. Now, in general, you know, if folks are listening and they're interested in getting involved, it sounds like financial contributions are probably welcome. How would people do that?
So if people are interested in contributing financially, and again, all of the any donation will go directly towards education, either in the schools or at the center. They can go onto our website, and we actually have a page that says support us, and there's a big donate button there at the top of the page, and they can donate there. They can also donate they can come to the center. We do cash, check, credit card, so folks mm-hmm. are welcome to donate any of those. We are also looking for folks to help us out with in-kind donations. So we have a lot of community partners who do in-kind donations. For example, City Glass helps us out with all of our flat glass for doing our classes. We partner with Rural King, who provides hay bales. So we're also looking for in-kind donations for a lot of our programs because they are all materials heavy. And then we're also always looking for volunteers. So we need about 80 people to put on the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch. Wow. But we also need volunteers to help us do things like assemble kits or do mm-hmm. data entry. Or we're going to be doing Lotus in the Park this year, and we will be looking for volunteers to help us with our Lotus in the Park program. And then there's the apprentice program, and that is a volunteer program. And folks can sign up for that one. That does require a commitment of time. Unlike mm-hmm. the rest where it can just be, you know, I'm going to come in and do 2 hours worth of whatever it is. One of the other fun things we have, and you're talking before about how our equipment is very much homemade, we have build days. So if someone wants to come and help us build things, and we'll take folks who've never used a power tool, and we will teach you how to do it. We'll teach you how to work with an oxyacetylene torch. We'll teach you how to use a jackhammer or, an air nail gun. Because that's part of our mission too, is teaching people how to do whatever it is they don't know how mm-hmm. to do. So we have volunteer opportunities for that too. And those are a lot of fun.
So if I would imagine the best thing would people could go to bloomingtoncreativeglasscenter.org. Are those opportunities posted then when you have build days or things like that?
They are. We have another tab on our website that says get involved. It lists most of our current volunteer activities. I do recommend folks who are interested if they join our Facebook page or sign up for our mailing list, because those are the ways we get out the most current information about mm-hmm. things that we have going on. Yeah. I will say, and this is a plug, this is not a plug for us, but it is a plug for us. So other ways folks can donate monetarily. The Bloomington Creative Glass Center is fielding a team for the Habitat for Humanity Women's Build.
Oh,
and
wow.
We have 6 or 7 of the women who are volunteers and apprentices at the Glass Center are going to be doing the women's build. And so we also are looking for donations for the women who are involved in the women's build, That will then go to Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. Each of us is required to raise at least $300. And we have information for that on our Facebook page and on our mailing list too. But another way to help us while also helping another organization.
Oh, certainly. No, and that's a really worthwhile. We've had them on as guests also. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Really great. Yeah, definitely. Well, it sounds like you have a lot going on.
We do. And we have more things all of the time. So we have a crew, a staff that are innovators and educators, and we are always excited to be adding new things and new programs. So if folks come up with something and they want to call us up and say, hey, could you do this? Probably the answer is yes. If we can figure out how to teach it to you, we would be happy to do that.
Now, you have a nonprofit board also. So are there opportunities for getting involved with that?
Yes. So we are looking for board members right now. We're specifically looking for people with legal expertise or accounting expertise. So we are looking for a new treasurer. So anybody who wants to get involved, we meet usually 10 times a year. So we don't meet during the summer because we're all just too busy and doing other things. It is a
making
working
pumpkins.
Board. So there is exactly, well, running summer camp. Running yeah. summer camp, which Lord love those mm-hmm. children. Children have a lot of energy, just a lot
yes,
of energy.
Yes, they do.
it's great, but they have a lot of energy. So we're looking for folks who would be interested in helping out. We meet 10 times a year. As a working board, there is an assumption that you are doing some work, whether it is helping with the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch or helping us crunch numbers or innovate in that way. But the work load is about 3 to 5 hours per month. So maybe 1 hour a week tops, mm-hmm. Often less. In October, we do ask that people commit to helping us with the Great Glass Pumpkin Match because that's our biggest fundraiser.
Oh, sure.
I will say we're going to be doing some new fundraisers, which I'm really excited about. We're still working on some of the logistics, but one of the ones I'm hoping to launch in the next year or so is one called Raise Your Glass. It's a lot like the Soup Bowl benefit that's run by the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, mm-hmm. which if folks don't know about, they should educate themselves. It's a fabulous fundraiser.
Oh yeah,
where local potters make bowls and then local restaurants fill them up with soup. This is, we make hand-blown glasses and then local breweries fill it up with beer. and so people get to come and pick out their own hand-blown glass, and then they get the opportunity to try local brews as a fundraiser. So that's something that's going to be coming down the line for people to keep an eye out for.
I think that could be popular, just saying.
Yes, I'm guessing that we will not be able to make as many glasses as people would like to come and enjoy.
So you have a really neat event coming up next week.
Yes. So between August 6th and August 13th, we are doing a virtual scavenger hunt around Bloomington. This is for all ages, to go and explore Bloomington a little bit. We have a bingo card with 25 places on it, all having something to do with glass, where people need to go around Bloomington and find these things. This is all on Facebook. So people go, they register on Facebook. They don't even have to register. They can just download the bingo card. They post selfies of themselves. And when people get a bingo, they can win a free glass heart. If you get 3 bingos, you get 3 glass hearts. And if you get 3 or more bingos, you win $10 off one of our glass blowing classes. And if you complete your bingo card, filling up all 25 spots, you can actually win a chance or you can get a chance to win a free blown glass pumpkin prior to the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch. So this is a great opportunity. People have 7 days to complete it. They can go onto our Facebook page or onto our website to get the information about it and then find some friends and explore Bloomington and see what's out there.
Well, that sounds absolutely fabulous. So say Facebook page, best place to look again?
Facebook page is the best place, and it's just the Bloomington Creative Glass Center.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That sounds wonderful. Well, Abby, mm-hmm. thank you so much for being with us this morning. Congratulations on all these great activities, and we'll look forward to talking with you again closer to the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having me on, and enjoy the rest of your August.
This has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.